talking about joining me, somebody who has joined me in the studio, it's our midfield dynamo down here at the Poppies. It's Ryan Hervill. Good afternoon. Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening.
How are you, mate? Oh, hang on. It helps if you put your mic up. Sorry. Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening.
Didn't even put your mic up then. Yeah, complete amateur, as you can tell. Ryan, thanks ever so much for coming up and joining us so soon after the game. Now, you played just the 45 minutes tonight. How are we looking forward to the new season, fella?
Yeah, everybody's really looking forward to it. We put in a lot of hard work and hard training hours, so everybody's just happy the season's there for us.
I understand that the manager's been working you a bit hard. Is there swear words after you've been training? Because he's been training you twice a day, hasn't he, normally?
Yeah. We train four times a week, double sessions, so it's been hard work. Probably the hardest pre-season I've done so far.
But are you feeling benefits from it? Yeah,
it's the fittest I've felt ever. And all the players, I think, would agree. So it's only beneficial for us, the hard work.
You only did the one session today, though, right? Obviously, because of the game tonight.
Yeah, because we had a game. We just worked on a few set pieces and things like that.
And so how long have you actually been at the club? How long have you been with Kettering Town, Ryan?
Well, it all come about. I played in the trial weekend at the end of June. And I've played pretty well there. And then they offered me a contract from then. So I've been here about 5-6 weeks now.
And so you're already one of the signed players for next
season.
How long are you signed on for, Ryan?
I've signed a 1-year contract with an option at the end of it.
So right, okay. For you to decide what you want to do after that, I guess.
Just see how this first season goes, and then we just take it from there.
So how are you looking forward to it? First game away from home, probably not the easiest place to go, is it, on the first Saturday of the season? Are you looking? It's a bit of a long trip down there, fella, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's probably the furthest game we're going to have to travel all season. But I suppose it's good to get it out of the way. But it should be a good crowd down there as well.
So what will you do as an individual? It's quite an early start. I believe we're all going to be leaving here at about 8 o'clock in the morning. What will you do? Will you try and get a bit of sleep? Do you listen to a bit of music? Or do you sort of mix it up a little bit?
I'll definitely have to try and get an early night, so because we're obviously up early.
Don't be going to bed too early on a Friday, young man. The big 80s show here you need to be listening to.
I'll try and tune in for a bit of that then. Maybe it might put me to sleep.
thanks very much. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ryan Hervill.
No, I'm only joking.
No, so do you normally listen to a bit of music on the way down, perhaps?
Probably because it's such an early start, most of us will have catch up with some more sleep on the way there. Then probably just listen to a bit of music and relax and just
so while prepare. You've got your headphones on the coach, if I was to sneak up behind you, what would I be hearing on your iPod or iPod or whatever it is you guys use these days? What sort of stuff would I be listening to?
Probably just a bit of R&B, hip-hop, and then as it comes closer to the kickoff, just to get you a bit, not pumped up, but get you a bit ready for the game, maybe a bit of house music, a bit more.
A bit of house music? What's all that about? Don't people listen to Chaz and Dave anymore?
Chaz and Dave. I think that's before my time.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Don't embarrass me any further, Ryan. So you say that the gaffer's working you hard. Obviously, you're all getting your vitamins and you're obviously eating well. You're all fit lads. So, I mean,